It appears that Hollis Alvin James Reed Daniels III of Seguin, a.k.a. Reed Daniels or Hollis Daniels, has at least indirectly confessed to the murder of Texas Tech police officer Floyd East Jr. Nothing in our power can bring Officer East back to life for his family, friends, and coworkers, but we should not let our heartache steer us away from examining what happened with an eye toward something similar never happening again. According to reports, Daniels was found amidst evidence of criminal behavior related to drugs and was taken into police custody. However, it appears that despite the fact that he already had a previous arrest on the Tech campus for a drug-related offense in September of last year, Daniels was not searched for a weapon, nor was he handcuffed. Was Daniels placed under arrest on a drugs-related charge when he was taken into custody? If so, then why was he not searched and cuffed? Initial reports stated Daniels was taken to the police station for a standard debriefing. What is that? It certainly isn't a standard use of the term debrief. In Texas, we have local jurisdictions across this state deciding upon their own not to treat drug possession as a serious crime, no matter what the law says, and choosing to no longer arrest those caught with small amounts, but instead issue them a ticket. Let us hope that an official soft policy on drug law enforcement at Texas Tech is not behind those caught being treated to a version of a trip to the principal's office as if they'd been caught breaking a rule and not law. If we do find such, we now know that such policy puts the lives of police officers in jeopardy. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.